Right, what are those things called that you have around your toilet, but they're like a bath mat? Like a bath mat, but around your toilet.
I don't know.
The pointless things, they're pointless. I don't like them.
They're for your feet.
Yeah. They're the things you've been together. They're stupid. They just get in the way. You push that way with your feet. They just don't work. So we're back in the room now. We're back in the room. I'm sorry about that little thing. I really just did wonder what they were called and why they were even invented.
I don't know. You've got no chance of redeeming yourself.
Oh, I'm really
Everyone
sorry.
Everyone thinks you're a dick.
Anyway, welcome to our amazing lives and welcome to the Celebrity Gossip Podcast, The Crescent, episode 78.
You did that all by yourself. That is lovely.
Oh, are you proud of me?
Yeah.
Good. I feel like quite warm about that. I feel warm inside. Is that okay? Anyway,
let's fill the listeners in. Here's what happened today.
Yep. Okay. What happened today?
It's podcast day and Wicca did a very responsible socially responsible thing, didn't you? And you went and helped out the people who couldn't get to work on the tube strike.
Yeah, I did.
But that meant you finished work at 3.
Yeah. And then
our plan was we could go and have, looking over the things again, aren't we?
Yeah.
We would have an early podcast.
Yeah.
And we might get a little bit drunk before we did it.
And then we might watch Mad Men afterwards and it would be quite nice.
And we'd have a nice tea.
But then what happened was I made a nice tea, we had a nice little drink, then it was
one
only,
thing led to
it
another.
Was only 8 o'clock and one thing led to
and
another.
Now
and we
it
went
is
to the pub.
23:47.
And it's pretty late. But we're here now, but we're quite pissed. Bah!
You might be drunk, William. I am not.
Merely a little bit drunk. Anyway.
I haven't touched a drop.
Crispin, should we look at what's on the covers?
Yep.
The covers. The covers, my darling.
Should we look
at
what's in this bag of
Oh, there's like
munches.
One left. I left one for you.
There's one and a half. There's one and a foot.
They're both for you.
Alright.
Okay. Charlotte has crushed her comeback stalls. That's a weird headline. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Pete Burns buying a new face is like buying a new sofa.
In his case. Looks similar.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Go on! Get on.
All right, Colleen's body blitz backfires. 34B, 34C. Hope new boobs would boost confidence. Sobs to mum, colon. It's still awful with Wayne.
Oh, well, I've got on the front of my magazine, Hate Mob Awaits Greedy Roonies. Nothing about her boobs, just Hate Mob.
I keep having to touch my face.
Why? Because I keep spitting on it.
No, because when I went for a piss just now, I picked a spot that was on my head.
Oh,
and now,
no.
Now I can feel it. It's bleed.
Oh, really?
Wicca.
I can't see it.
Blood is coming out.
I think, well, get a tissue or something. Go and get a tissue if you want. Anyway, Cheryl's tearful tactics backfire. And also, interestingly, Reveal have on the front of their magazine, satisfaction guaranteed or your £1.10 back. Now, what's the governance for this kind of thing? What sort of thing would I not be happy with enough to get my £1.10 back? Do you know what I mean? I mean, come on.
Well,
I might try and get the £1.10 back. Do you
think we should just lose the pop screens because we keep craning over them.
Get them down. Hello. Oh, that's better. Oh.
less professional, but I can see you.
Anyway, £1.10, do you think we should try and get it back? Say we're not satisfied. Let's read through the magazine before we say that.
Anyway, we can assess it at the end.
Anyway, so on Love It, we've got forceps breath that went so wrong, and a baby with a thing on it, on its face. I don't really want to read about
that. Have you got any jokes about that?
No jokes. 27, this is what I've got jokes about. 27 stone, bulimic who forgot to vomit.
That's amazing.
I kissed a girl and didn't know it. Is another headline. Was that
the same person? Bulimia, amnesia, it's all the same
Bulimia,
thing.
Bulimia, amnesia.
Putting on a brave face, here we have Jordan, colon. I love the way I look now. Yep. Posh, colon. The kids keep me strong. And they go, look at the Antichrist picture of Posh Spice they've got here. Put the gin down.
It's awful. In the inside cover of Reveal, my face nearly fell off. Pete Burns. Really? Could that happen? I mean, is there a point where you can get too much plastic on your face so it might actually fall off? I can't believe that's true, Pete.
There is a point where you can put too much makeup on your face.
Yeah, but he's got like a plastic face, pretty much. Anyway, it's over. Colleen and Wayne have been holidaying in Dubai.
Let's talk about Colleen and Wayne.
They've been holidaying in Dubai at a £2,000 a night holiday, and also they're going on about her boobs.
34B,
34C. Oh, what? I mean, she looks nice with her big boobs. She looks nice there. She's probably a little bit lacking in that picture, isn't she? I mean, look at that bikini. It's kind of just like, it's like a...
What does that say with the big arrow pointing at her
puss? It says, bikini, £295, Missouni. I don't know if you're supposed to say it like that or something. Colleen is currently the face of Little Woods. She's doing well. She's doing well. I can't bother to talk about them anymore.
All I've got to say about it really is 34B, 34C.
34B, 34C, 34B, 34C. Cheryl's crying because someone asked her about her malaria on air. She cried.
Who was it?
Like Parkinson or someone. Hang on, let's have a look. It was Piers Morgan. Oh shit. Has he got his own show now? He just needs to stop trying to make more money. He should just leave it as it was. He made enough money out of that. Here's that guy from Essex. I'm drunk. Anyway, let's back to Pete Burns. I've got a bit of an interesting story about Pete Burns. So buying a new face is like buying a new sofa. I've got the double page spread here on Pete Burns. Here he is, looking like nothing you've ever seen before in your life.
He looks like Cher's bum.
Maybe Cher's bum looks like that. Here's what he looked like in the olden days, when he didn't have any plastic surgery on him. He looks
similar, like with an eye patch.
Like a rocker head.
Less cheeks.
Less lips. Let's talk about the lips.
Less face.
Here we go. So basically, I'm going to talk about him. He's had facelifts, he's done all this kind of stuff. He remembers when he first decided he wanted to have some surgery done. I was 4 years old when I decided my face had to change. I hated looking in the mirror as a kid, he recalls. Then time went on, as he got, the first thing he had done was his getting rid of his nose and having it redone. But it was basically butchered, he said. The doctor took off the bandages and told me not to look at it in the mirror for at least 6 months. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
That's the kind of doctor everyone longs for.
So he had all this stuff done and it was awful. And then he said, I continued seeing the Harley Street surgeon, Dr. Maurizio Viel, and in 2002 began using a new filler at his recommendation. Whatever. Anyway, so this is the interesting bit. So he had his lips done. He had his lips sourced, he had his lips done. They were pumped with some sort of horrible thing. It was, and it was fine. And then it says, it wasn't until Pete performed a gig with the Scissor Sisters in 2004 that things took a turn for the worst. This is just horror story after horror story, but for the same story. When I woke up the next day, my lower lip had swollen to 18 inches and it looked like a balloon hanging off my face. My doctor punctured it and the yellow discharge that came out filled two mugs.
Yuck. Delish. Like his doctor's coffee mugs.
Yeah.
Most likely.
I was put on my antibiotics, but soon my whole face began to swell. I was housebound for 9 months and I couldn't move my head or discharge would pour out.
For 9 months?
Pete tried to find a surgeon who could help. One told me that my lips were so bad then it would need amputating. Eventually, it was terrifying. Eventually, I found an Italian doctor who said the lip injection had become infected. I spent the next 2 years in Genoa having one operation a week to correct the problem. It was a very dark time. My lips healed shut and I had to be punctured so I could drink through a straw.
What the fuck?
It's disgusting. I had draining tubes in each lip. Meanwhile, my career was going down the toilet. A really. and I was spending an absolute fortune on the operations. When I was finally better, I had to teach myself to talk again because I hadn't been able to speak in almost 2 years. That is horrific. And the first operation that on his lips was like in the year 2000. It's not like the medieval times where they might try and like craft a face out of like wax and like sticks and potions. It's like the year 2000 when they should be able to sort this shit out fine, especially if it's someone that has a lot of money, because he's made money in a pop career that was probably very short-lived, but still, he's made money and he's got some fucking cash. He was awarded £450,000 in an out-of-court settlement because of the doctor that he had done his lips over.
I wonder what would have happened if the first time he had a big balloon lip. He'd just gone to the NHS and said, oh, I've got a big stupid balloon lip. And you sort it out.
They would have said,
I'm afraid you need to be housebound in a special NHS clinic for 9 months, not say anything, and someone has to come round.
But what he's saying is, he was housebound for 9 months. He couldn't move his whole head because his whole head swelled up. Like the elephant man that did the drugs test. You know, the medical testes. Do you remember that from the news a few years ago? When those dudes...
Oh, yeah.
Medical testing, they got paid loads of money to take some pills. But apparently they didn't know quite what it was. And those people's heads swelled up. And one of the guys was like an elephant's head. It was disgusting. Yeah, it's a bit like that, really.
A bit like Lovely Jordan.
What's she going on about?
She's happy with her creases. Look at her face.
Oh, she's looked her face. I've got to hear it. It says, Jordan: I'm insecure.
Oh, Jordan.
She just feels quite happy and nice there, really, doesn't she?
Ah.
Jordan reveals her softer side on this morning sofa.
Look at you chirping her up.
Jordan talks babies, Botox, and why she's softer than she looks.
Bless Jordan.
Because my skin doesn't really feel like leather when you touch it. It just looks like leather. What's next? Casey Brandon Russell Perry got married. They got married. You know who I mean.
I know. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, what about him?
Get help for the sake of our kids. Denise Richards is devastated over ex-husband Charlie Sheen's meltdown. Still on probation for attacking his third wife last year. US actor Charlie Sheen's bizarre 2 a.m. rampage in a New York hotel has ex-wife Denise Richards fearing for his health yet again. Blah, 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 blah. Charlie was taken to hospital by police last week after trashing his Plaza hotel room while reportedly naked and drunk. He'd spent the evening with 22-year-old porn star Christina Walsh, who was allegedly found naked and locked in a wardrobe.
Oh, God.
Denise and their two daughters, Sam 6 and Lola 5, were in a nearby room.
Yuck.
As the family had been visiting the city together.
Oh, that's awful. That's horrific. What about this girl in real life, in Reveal? She says, on the Weight Watchers plan, secret diet trial for Weight Watchers, she says, I lost 4 stone and didn't count a single calorie. Now, although this is a audio experience for the listeners, I'd just like to show you, Crispin, so maybe you could express your feelings about these two pictures and the before and after pictures for the listeners.
I'd love to do that.
So here we go. This is a girl that lost 4 stone and didn't count a single calorie. There she is before, there she is after.
Can
you see the difference?
Similar.
Do you think 4 stone has gone away from her?
4 stone?
I don't think it's gone there, has it?
I'm struggling with 4 stone.
I'm okay with 4 pounds, but not 4 stone. How about you?
Well, look, you can see this one. See this picture here where she's stood up.
She's got an extra chin.
Yeah, there's a stone there.
But she's still got that chin there, but it's just not hanging down as far as the other one was.
She must be like 7 foot tall or something.
She just dyed her hair as well, you know. So it makes her look thinner. Anyway, I thought that was the worst ad ever for Weight Watchers. Terrible advert. Okay, we need to move on. What else have you
got? Here is the thing. I'm trying to roll a tab.
Okay, I've got some things to move on to. Oh, wait, here was the thing. Okay, let's talk about fat people some more. He was hot and now he's not. We've got some celebrity pictures of before and after, like, you know, how 10 years ago and now. And my one to look at is Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer, 1996. He's a good-looking guy. He really is. I fancied him.
He's so hot right then.
I fancy him then. I don't fancy this picture of him, though. He looks like a Mr. Potato Head.
Fuck mine!
It's terrible. He's a terribly fat man. But I don't think he's fat in the rest of his body. It's just his face.
No, you go and can't have a face as fat as that and not have a big fat body.
I know, but I think he's kind of pulling his face in a bit. Then we've got some other people in this, which is Johnny Depp. 1997, fancy him. Of course we do. 2009, apparently we're not supposed to fancy him. I still fancy him in that picture. He's a hot fucking thing. It's Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is forever hot. He's like Sting. I still fancy Sting even now in his old days. I still fancy him. Even though he could be my granddad. But I still fancy him, you know?
And it'd take ages to have sex with him.
Robert Downey Jr. is another one. Hot, 2001, 2010, still hot, Still what? Just a little bit more old. Sunglasses. That's all it is. I don't think there's any difference really. Mickey Rourke, 2000, hot. 2010, an alien.
What has happened? Oh, check out this swinging gran. Arthritis hasn't stopped me having 200 one-night stands.
Oh, my Lord.
Advancing years don't get in the way of grandmother Carol Bones.
Carol Bones?
That's her name.
Carol gets
Carol
Bones.
Bones' mission to sleep with toy boys every week. Now have a look at her delicious body.
Oh, my fucking God. She's awful.
This one's my favourite picture.
Lordy.
Isn't that lovely? She says, if my back starts to hurt, I just ask to change position.
Oh, God. What about this person?
She boasts she prefers men under 50 and has even slept with a 32-year-old, though she says that's where she draws the line. I wouldn't go for men any younger because my youngest son is 30. It would feel a bit sick, she reveals.
Oh. It's good to say she's got morals then.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to have standards when you're a fucking ancient dirtbird.
Absolutely.
My time's gone out.
Oh, God, really? I thought I had things to talk about in this. I don't.
Do you think we're ruining it?
Ruining what? The podcast?
Yeah.
By what? Being too pissed? No, I'm serious.
Do you want to hear some of Carol McGiffin's frank, feisty, yeah.
Yes,
funny
yes, words. I don't. Yes, I don't do. Go on.
Cozy couples equals no sex? Question mark. A report this week claimed that couples shouldn't use nicknames, talk in baby speak, or wear pajamas, as it stifles your sex life. As part of a couple guilty of all of the above, I can tell you it's not true. That's just a little
insight. I hate her.
Into her disgusting life.
You know you wear pyjamas, don't you? Ali does. You don't wear pyjamas.
Wear pyjamas? Yeah, I wear pyjamas. I wear, like, full blue ones from the olden days.
I thought you were going to say from Gap or something.
No, proper blue ones with creases down the front.
Okay. Do you call each other names?
Mm-hmm.
Nicknames?
Yep.
What do you call each other? Shithead. And
cunt bubble.
Cunt bollocks. Your bollocks are really weird. I'm gonna call you cunt bollocks.
It's all gone bad.
Only because I'm talking about you and your girlfriend.
Okay, do you wear pyjamas? Does party wear pyjamas?
I haven't got any pyjamas.
What do you call party?
Poo bum. I call him Poo Bum.
When you're having sex?
No. That's just a name.
Do it
for...
to me, Poo Bum.
No. There's no names when we're having sex. We don't really speak when we're having sex. We don't really have sex.
Because you're concentrating.
Yes. No, we don't really have sex because, that's rude, and we're not trying to make a baby. So, you know. You're not going to have sex if you're not trying to conceive, are you?
No.
Exactly.
You're having a little daydream.
Oh. just drunk. God. What do you expect me to do when you make me go to the pub? You buy me drink after drink and make me look at Roller Cunt rolling around on his fucking...
Oh, I fucking hate Roller Cunt.
Shall we
educate
the listeners on Roller Cunt? Who's Roller Cunt, you might ask?
Who is Roller Cunt?
Who is Roller Cunt? How would you describe him, Crispin?
He's a cunt.
Well, first of all, Roller Cunt is a local celebrity, and he frequents the White Hart, which is a pub that we tolerate going to because it's the closest one to our house, yet it is a quite shit pub. But within that, we are glad to find that Roller Cunt frequents that place, and in it what he does is rolling on his rollerblades, being about 45. He's about 45, rolls in his rollerblades, hope you got that. wearing his little women's crop tops with a zip up them, his little leather jacket, and his little stupid leathery face. And he's a cunt. I'm not sure what else you need to know. What else do you need to know?
In the olden days, he was my neighbour.
Was he?
Yeah, he used to live that. In. He used to live in Unit B.
What, Unit really?
B? Yeah, when we opposite. Lived in Unit D.
Opposite then.
I don't know. He lived in Unit A.
Unit B is where my mates lived.
Which one is that?
Which is directly opposite the door of Unit D.
He used to live in the one where if you go, when you're going past the bins, the place on your immediate left.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah, that's not
it. So it was Unit B. B, A?
Maybe A, yeah. Unit A.
And he was an abysmal prick.
Oh, for God's sake. I wish people wouldn't be such cunts. Should we move on to problems?
Yeah. Let's talk about other people's sex problems.
Dear Vanessa, my boyfriend wants me to have a threesome with one of his colleagues. I'm worried if I don't, he'll leave me. What shall I do? Danielle, no spine, London.
Does she even say whether it's a man or a lady?
No. Vanessa says, threesomes are a way of revving up the sexual act. That is why your boyfriend likes the idea, because you're shit at sex. But sex is not about him dreaming up scenarios to subject you to. Sex is about him just shagging the person at work anyway without you being there. So don't you worry about that, you pretty little thing. Sleep tight. No night. Love, Vanessa. Next okay. Problem, Crispin.
Confident Tracy. Are orgasms vital? I used to have an orgasm each and every time I had sex with my partner.
Yeah.
But I've noticed it's not happening as much lately.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's the same for him.
Oh.
Should I be worried?
Yes, definitely. You're doing it wrong. You're both doing it wrong. Get the instructions out again. Read them. Do what they say. If it doesn't work again, go to a doctor.
That's almost exactly what Confident Tracy says. Yeah, it is. It's pretty much exactly.
Okay. He's up and gone. I just found out my husband has left me and had two children to be with some woman he met on the internet. She's Canadian. She's 17,000... She's 25 stone. He's only met her twice. He set up a whole new Facebook page where their romance is unfolding. He's packed, gone, and says there's no point in even discussing cancelling. I'm so hurt and shocked. My hands are shaking as I write this letter. Vanessa says, you poor thing, I cannot believe that if you went through a trauma like this, you would write to me first out of anyone. Because I am in a magazine. And I am not real. And I eat McDonald's breakfast under the covers. That's the end of my problem. What is yours?
Is it so wrong to be late? I recently went on a date with a guy.
Yeah.
And was half an hour late.
Oh, okay, fine.
He was fuming. And the date was doomed from that point on.
Oh, God. Get over it, is what I was saying. Tell him to get over it.
But I was only late because I wanted him to be there first, exclamation mark. What do you think is the correct protocol?
Well, if he would like to carry on seeing you, then I'm sure he will find it acceptable if you are a little bit late. However, if you don't really care about him, well, you can just tell him to fuck off, can't you?
Should I tell you what Confident Tracy says?
What does the Confident Tracy say?
I have to admit, I'm a stickler for being on time.
You would
However jam-packed my day is, I'm always punctual. And nothing annoys me more than having to wait for people. The message that you send to your date is the same as arriving late for anyone. My time is more important than yours. It's rude and disrespectful. I just hope you gave him a wicked blowjob. What was that? Was that your wicked blowjob face?
It was a drunk. Female friends. My boyfriend, dear Vanessa. My boyfriend has more female friends than male. He used to go out with 5 of them, so there was definite chemistry at one time. I told him to stop seeing all these girls and hang out with guys instead, but he says he isn't very blokish and likes to socialise with women.
He isn't very blokish?
Blokish.
Oh.
And likes to socialise with women, and that I should just go and get another McDonald's breakfast and be done with it. What do you think, Vanessa? Well,
Vanessa says,
as you know, McDonald's breakfast is one of my favourite things in the world. And can you get me a sausage and egg McMuffin when you go there?
Sausage and leg McMuffin.
Here's a girl I don't want to read about that. Have we got a little problem in the love it? Dear Dr. Oncall, my knees crack every time I bend down. They don't hurt, but people flinch when they... people flinch when they hear the sound. Am I doing myself permanent damage? Is there anything I can do to stop it? Dr. Oncall says... Dear Carla, I am not a professional doctor. I'm just a man who poses as a person in the magazine. I have to have a picture taken of myself. I don't know anything about medicine.
I have copywriters that phone me up and ask me if there's anything difficult.
And therefore, I cannot answer your query. Lots of love and Merry Christmas. Doctor... Dr. Oncall.
Natural lube.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit weird.
What's a good natural lube to use, as I've run out of the shop-bought variety?
Perhaps your spittle would be nice.
That's what Confident Tracy says. But I had a little cough because when you run out of something, you just go and buy some more of it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You don't write to a magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, look, I've run out of bog roll.
What do I use to wipe my bum? Yeah. I leave. I dear don't leave.
Dear Confident Tracy. I'm sat here texting you from my toilet and there's no toilet roll. Go out and get a Dockley. Exactly. I tried using olive oil and it felt awful.
You tried using olive oil as lube?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a bit slippy.
Dear Mrs. O, my boyfriend's mate are all pushing him to go away for a lads weekend. I really don't want him to go. I know I'm being a bit selfish, but I just don't trust his friends. They take drugs and seem to hate the fact that he has a girlfriend. How can I stop him? Claire, 31.
Really, you should have stopped taking drugs by the time you're 31.
Mrs. O says, Claire, I think maybe you should chill the fuck out and go on a holiday with those guys and take some drugs. Maybe try just like half a pill first and then it won't be that much of an issue for you. And you can slowly work up to taking more. Before you know it, you'll totally love it for life. Kiss, kiss, Mrs. O. We got another problem. Dear Mrs. O, he's older than me. I recently started dating this guy. Okay. He told me he was 29, but it was his birthday last week, and he revealed to me he was actually 35.
Oh my God.
I like him a lot, but I'm worried my family won't approve of me seeing an older man. Lorna, 21. Mrs. O says, hey, Lorna, 21. Unless you're really fat and ugly, I'm sure you can meet a guy that's a little bit younger than 35. Okay? It's you. 21, okay? And 35 is a lot older than you. So, maybe. But maybe not if you're ugly.
Am I too anxious?
I don't know, go on.
I've been feeling very edgy lately. And after reading about anxiety disorders, I wonder if I have one.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Okay, go on.
Should I go to my GP? I feel a bit silly. But how would I know?
Well, if you go to GP, you'll only know if he prescribes you with antidepressants. Because that's what doctors do. If there's anything wrong with you at all...
They've got a flow chart.
If you have a flu...
They've got a flow chart that just says, are you a biddy? Have a flu jab. Are you not a biddy? Are you anxious? Antidepressants.
Are you a teenager? Not anxious. Actually antidepressants.
Ill. Antibiotics.
Are you a teenager? Antidepressants. Are you in your mid-20s? Paracetamol.
Are you in your mid-20s? Paracetamol.
Yeah. We've stopped having panic attacks in our mid-20s, haven't we? All right. Have the panic attacks and the weird stuff in our late teens, early 20s, mid-20s. Just a bit of paracetamol, ibuprofen, sort it out, be fine.
But there isn't any,
There isn't any ibuprofen.
In the jungle.
In the jungle.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because the parrot's edible.
That's brilliant. What's the other one?
It's not brilliant, it's shit.
All right, okay, chill out. Now, have we got any comments on our page? I've got some celebrity sightings.
Of your very
own. I've got two, actually.
I didn't even prep this up.
I've got two celebrity sightings. Should I tell you them?
Yeah, you tell me them while I try and find the Facebook page.
Okay, the other day, last weekend, when me and Polly were walking through the Old Street area... We walked past, what's her face? T4 presenter. Go. Dark hair. Sort of a bit.
I haven't got a telly.
I don't need to arrive. It's ages ago.
Makita?
Makita Oliver. She was on her phone. She had a big bum. She's got a big bum.
Did you get off with her?
Yeah, I tried to, but then she called the police. And I had to get off with them instead. Okay, and then also, today when I was working at the tube station during the tube strike, trying to help out.
Stop showing off about
one of the people that I was working with. There was a man that walked along. He walked along in the station, and one of the people that I was working next to said, "Oh my God, is that McDonald?" And I was like, I very much doubt it.
Is that McDonald not being able to get on the tube?
He said this guy walking out, and then the guy stopped to ask someone a question. So the guy that I'd been talking to, who said, "Is that McDonald?" went rushing along to see if it was McHucknall and help him out if he had a query. And then, as he was helping him out, the man turned his face completely, and it turned out that it wasn't McHucknall. It was just a man who was ginger, who had really curly hair, big on top of his head. And we were pissing our pants because the dude that we were working with was like, "Oh, is that McHucknall?" No, I don't think it is, actually. No, it's just a man with ginger hair. Sorry.
They all look the same, though, don't they? The gingers.
A ginger curly head.
The gingers, though, they all look the same.
So there's my two celebrity spots. So this week on The Crescent, we've got a top tip from the past from Daniel Buchan.
Okay, right, I'll open this in a new window.
Okay.
Okay, right, you can read the one from Jim.
Jim Bleating says, "Word up, I met this lady in a bar in Phoenix and she turned out to be the bassist from Yes's wife, Scotland. I'm not sure that fully counts, but it was weird. She asked me what I did and I told her and she said..." Jim makes guitars, by the way, people that are listening. "And she said, 'Oh, my husband plays bass.' And I said, 'Oh, yeah?' And she said, 'Yeah, he's called Chris Squire.' And I went, 'Glurk.'"
I'm trying to roll this tab.
I'm not sure what it all means, Crispin.
Okay. It means that Jim met the wife of a very famous bassist.
Oh, who's that?
Chris Squire.
Who's him?
Out of Yes.
Who's Yes?
A band.
Oh, I've done it all wrong. I don't know who they are. Can you search for them? Oh, weird 1940s advice for mums who want their boys to tuck their shirts in. "To cure boys of the habit of not keeping shirt tails tucked in, sew an edging of lace around the bottom of the lad's shirt. There'll be no more shirt tails showing because you won't want to look like an absolute complete gay."
Amazing.
Okay, go back to the thingy.
I'm doing it.
Okay, what's next? No one.
That's it. I forgot to send a thing out to beg people for it. Oh, so I think we're arriving at an anticlimax.
I've got some top tips.
Okay, read out the top tips.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll your tab?
I'm rolling it. Okay. So, dear top tips, I was trying to make my dining table look pretty for a romantic dinner with my man, but I couldn't find any candle holders. Then I spotted an old muffin tin. I popped a tea light in each hole.
What's going on with your voice? Oh my God.
I just got pissed, that's all. Is that wrong?
It's so terribly wrong.
Should I start that one again?
Yes.
Tea light tin.
From the beginning.
I was trying to make my dining table look pretty for a romantic dinner with my man, but I couldn't find any candle holders. Then I spotted an old muffin tin. I popped the tea light in each hole. I popped a tea light in each hole. And we both enjoyed... And we both enjoyed a lovely evening. So basically she got a muffin tray out of the cupboard and put tea lights in it. The bloke didn't even notice. He was too busy having his toad in the hole and then thinking about whether he was going to get his bit stuck in it.
He's going to put it in it.
Yeah,
he wasn't take it out it. A bit.
You couldn't tell.
Not all the way, put it back in.
Yeah. He couldn't tell whether she was too moody for that or not. So he was just... trying to work it out, but that's right. Our next one is if you have a fussy cat like our Smudge, who doesn't like it when we give him a new brand of food, check Janet.
Jane.
Don't let her hear this, or else she'll know our trick. Try pouring a little cat milk on top. Your moggy will lap it up and eat what's underneath without realising. No more feline diva demands. I don't reckon Janet would do that.
No, that's bullshit.
She'd be totally up for the demands. Anyway, that's all mine. Did we have a song to play out to?
No.
Maybe we should just play one on kazoos and put it on the end of this.
Okay. I've got a kazoo right here.
Okay. I think
we're playing out to a song by Wicker.
I've got to think of a tune.
It's called 2x54.
How do I do it? How do I do it?
Hum into it. The other way. You've got it in the wrong way. That's it.
This way?
Yeah.
That's not right at all, is it?
Yeah, it is. Now do the hum.
That's my lot. Sorry, I'm off stage now. Do you want to do it?
No, I'm going to put it back in here.
That was a gym.
Dear me. We should probably stop this now, shouldn't we?
Stop it, Janet snoring. I mean, it's the end. Good night.
Good night.